Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
10 days to Christmas. It's day 15 of our At The Movies Advent Calendar. I'm Umar Fagan, I'm Fakir Fagan. Bahir Yusuf is here with me to talk about The Holiday. This is a new one. It's from 2006. Well, relatively new. It's about 11 years old.
Compared to what we were talking about yesterday from 1947, I think 2006 is pretty new.
Pretty new.
Pretty new.
This is a rom-com written and directed by Nancy Myers. It stars Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, Edward Burns, Jack Black, Rufus Sewell, Eli Wallach, and of course Jude Law. And it tells the story of two women who decide to swap houses and swap lives. Surrey in England for Los Angeles.
Yeah.
In a movie that completely fails the Bechdel test, but...
Really?
It does. There is absolutely
not
a single scene in which any of these women have conversations that don't involve men.
That's true.
Or the men in their life. But, when it's this delightful... Yeah. I am willing to look past that.
Well, I don't know if we're the ones... I don't know if we should be the ones who, you know,
To be fair, it's got some tremendous reviews over the years. I mean, it's a very well-loved rom-com.
Oh, no, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't think it's been criticized for failing the Bechdel test, right?
I think, well, look...
Maybe because it's 2006 and we weren't talking about that test back
but
then.
But also, look, the movie is about two characters who go through a heartbreak. You're not going to expect them to suddenly talk about cars or guns, regardless of their gender, right?
True.
So even if it was two guys in the role of the two women, they'd still be talking about their significant others, because that's what the movie's about.
Yeah, I mean, they swap lives for 2 weeks over Christmas to escape their useless men.
Yeah.
But if anything, in this movie, I mean, while their romantic lives may be a mess, these are two very successful, powerful women.
Yeah.
And so as characters, they kind of stand up very well on their own.
Mm.
If... There is one thing that popular culture has kind of taught us about Christmas. It is that it is a time where all of our dreams and fantasies can come true, where lonely people and loveless people can eventually find love, and not just any love, but the truest true of loves. Only in Hollywood, all of these people look like Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz and Edward Burns and Rufus Sewell and Jude Law. And let me tell you, the only... reason why I love this movie so much is because Jack Black is a short, chubby fella that fills me with hope.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you know why? Do you know why that happens, Umar?
Why?
Because the Santa Ana is blowing.
The Santa Anas are blowing.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I particularly love that scene. There's a great moment when you get the Kate Winslet, Jack Black meet cute. In this movie, right? It's the first meeting between the two characters in a driveway. The light is soft. The Santa Ana winds are blowing. It is romantic and sweet, and it is framed almost perfectly. She walks down the driveway,
yeah.
And suddenly she looks gold.
Right, yeah.
Right? And her hair is blowing, yeah. And Kate Winslet is framed in a way that makes you want to fall in love with her.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. She's not overly dressed. She's very underdressed.
No, she's in her jammies.
She's in her jammies, right, because she's still struggling with jet lag. But you're right, she comes out as the quintessential girl next door, very sweet, but very put together in a not over the top sort of way.
Yeah.
You know? And I like Jack Black's performance. He's not goofy Jack Black. You see a little bit, but
at the video store.
Yeah, but it's goofy Jack Black in the kind that you fall in love with.
It's charming.
As opposed
goofy.
To the School of Rock goofy Jack Black, where you just laugh at him.
I think Nancy Myers has put together a really great... I mean, this is one of those last great rom-coms, right? There was a generation, I guess, throughout the 90s, early 2000s, where we just had rom-com after rom-com, and we haven't seen one in a long time.
Well, there have been a few rom-coms, but none good.
There's so much going on in this movie, right, man? I mean, there's the Kate Winslet, Jack Black story.
Yeah.
God, I love Eli Wallach. He is so amazing. He plays this aging screenwriter who lives in Los Angeles, who is one of the neighbors of Cameron Diaz's character, whose home Kate Winslet swaps into.
I just figured out where I'd seen him before. Studio 60.
That's right.
Yeah, I was like, why do I know this guy?
Yeah, that's right.
And as you said it, I was like, no, hang on. He was also playing... A screenwriter in Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, and he was great.
He was great, and he is this Oscar-winning screenwriter who's lost his wife, the love of his life.
Yep.
And it's Oscar-winning screenwriter as therapist. I mean, that's his role in this film. He's a person who knows life better than most because he's kind of studied these interactions like no one else has.
And he's gone through it.
Yes, right?
He's speaking from experience and speaking from having the experience of regurgitating it for the cinema.
And both of them have a great meet cute, and both of them save each other.
Yes.
And I think for me that is the strongest storyline. Then there is the Cameron Diaz meeting Jude Law storyline, which is a little more... rom-com slapsticky.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
You weren't a fan of that.
I wasn't a fan of the Cameron Diaz storyline. I really, really like the Kate Winslet. I really like the LA story. The one in Surrey just seemed so slapsticky, right? She shows up, she didn't sleep on the plane, so she's not excited. She's trudging her two large suitcases through this, you know, through like Surrey village streets because the Mercedes can't drive down it. And it just seems so slapstick. Lazy sort of romantic comedy.
It gets better, though, once we learn more about Jude Law's character.
No, yeah. I was going to say the Jude Law character is really what saved it for me.
I tend to hurt women simply by being myself. There are a lot of great lines in this film.
Also, there's a big reveal about Jude Law's character when she sort of... when she does the "I'm just going to go to him to his house and surprise him" thing, I was really expecting a turn. I was expecting it to go down the tubes, like, you know, him opening the door because he's trying to hide, right? You can tell he's trying to not open the door and show her what's inside.
And it was a great reveal.
It's a great reveal.
One that pays off as well because we see these phone calls coming to him throughout the movie.
Yeah, and you see these two names that keep popping up, and also, and even then when the first sort of reveal sort of forces her way through the door, you go like, oh no, oh my god. He's a cad. He's one of those men.
Because he's played out to be one of those men.
He's played out to be one of those men, yeah. I also didn't understand the whole sudden appearance of trailer voice guy in Cameron Diaz. I know why.
I thought it was cute. I thought it was quite funny.
I know why it's there because she's Hollywood's top editing.
Trailer editor,
whatever. But it was just like, it really felt like two separate films.
The fact that it didn't go down that path of Jude Law being a cad or the predictable path that a lot of these rom-coms go down, and then Cameron Diaz having to forgive him and he's changed his ways.
Then he needs to redeem himself, running to the airport thing, you know, none of that stuff.
No, and I think what made this movie so great is that it is about good people who get good things. It's not them seeking redemption or saving, it's just that they needed to find other good people in their lives because they've been surrounded by such bad people or indifferent people, not necessarily bad people even.
Or just bad situations. Kate Winslet's story opens up with her saying, I've been in love with this man for 3 years and I have to see it every day and I have to go through the feeling of tightness in my throat and dry mouth and all that for 3 years and be unrequited.
Nancy Myers is brilliant. I mean, in the way she makes you fall in love with these characters, I mean, it's so simple how these five lives get intertwined in this unexpected way, right? Lost love, broken hearts, unrequited love. It brings people together over that Christmas season because popular culture has told us that we are afraid to be lonely at this point of time.
Or that we shouldn't be lonely at this point.
Right?
You know, it's all that pressure about love, being with loved ones, being with family, and when you're... when you don't have either of those things, it gets really hard.
Yeah, I think this is the second movie which uses weather in a great way that I enjoy. I mean, the first is L.A. Story with Steve Martin.
Okay.
Where there's the thunderstorm
that
brings everyone together. And this one is the Santa Ana winds. It's a lot more subtle. I mean, in L.A. Story, it's like divine intervention, right? This one's a lot more subtle and it runs throughout. I think it's really, really cool. The soundtrack, I really enjoy.
Yeah, I was going to say, the way the movie ends with Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Oh. So great.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Also, remember when Hans Zimmer just didn't make loud, booming, crashing music?
Was that?
It was Hans Zimmer, my friend.
For real?
Yes.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, wow. I did not realize that.
Yeah. I mean, this movie is a lot of things. I mean, it's a love letter to Christmas. It's a love letter to Hollywood.
Mm.
It's a love letter to love, as these movies tend to be. Yeah. And it's a really sweet Christmas movie that I really, really enjoy.
And I think, of the few that we've talked about, I like that these movies don't have that second act darkness, that fall, that dip where she finds out that he's actually married, or they find out that he actually isn't Kris Kringle, but then they treat
him nice. He's a madman.
Yeah, so there's no that moment of what's the word I'm looking for? There's no crash. Right before so they can build you up again for the third act. None of that.
And I don't need it.
That. I love the fact that it doesn't have it.
I've seen too many of those.
I'm done with those.
Yeah, I know. This is by virtue of not having it becomes unpredictable. And
yes,
I like that about it.
Because
this film.
I'm expecting it now, right? When Jude Law opens that door, I'm expecting the worst because I've seen it happen so many times. And not only is it not the worst, it is the best.
Correct. You know?
And it just like really makes you jump. Really, really nice.
The Holiday, folks, go check it out. It is a worthwhile Christmas movie. Heck, it's a worthwhile movie, period. Let us know what you think. I'm on @UmaPagan.
I'm @Bahiwai.
You're listening to the At The Movies Advent Calendar on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.